It's 28 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Well, I can't believe we've only got a short while to go. It's absolutely delightful to have on the line our Lord Mayor of Parramatta, Councillor Bob Dwyer. Good morning, and you've had a very busy morning to start the to start Wednesday off, Lord Mayor.
Yeah, morning, Jim. And morning, Darren. Yeah, I've just had an Australian citizenship ceremony at Riverside Theatre to attend to. So I've just left that, and great to be able to speak with you guys this morning.
You love doing those, don't you? I mean, it's a real sense of pride and a real sense of ownership of Parramatta, and to see their faces must give you a great delight.
Yeah, it's an honour to be able to host so many people. We had over 300 this morning, and we've got another citizenship ceremony this afternoon, another 300. So most of those people obviously live in Parramatta or the Western Sydney suburbs or whatever. So, you know, it's great to have them on board, and, you know, they're going to add to our economy in our city. So we're obviously going to encourage them to spend more time in Parramatta and get to learn more about us.
Well, Lord Mayor, this morning we want to talk probably about three specific things, because it's incredible what is happening in and around Parramatta. So let's jump right on board. Parramatta Square Alliance and Partnerships, they're really starting to just continue to grow and bring real evidence to what's happening in and around Parramatta. Can you tell our listeners how that is developing, please?
Yeah, look, Council obviously wants to virtually keep everybody on the one page and have Parramatta One. And obviously we want to set up an alliance with a whole range of corporate entities and other people in Parramatta to, you know, to be part of an alliance to promote Parramatta Square, basically. So as you probably know, the Parramatta Square is a $2.7 billion precinct. It's one of the biggest urban regeneration projects Australia has ever seen. And it's going to set the benchmark for office space, retail and dining. So we just want everybody to be on board as Parramatta Square becomes totally completed. Walker's Corporation, who's building it, has still got their 56-storey building under construction, only halfway up. And we've got our own Civic Centre, which hopefully should be finished sometime next year. So when those two buildings are completed, Parramatta Square will be complete, and obviously this is the opportunity where council wants to set up this alliance so we can actually promote that fantastic corporate area.
What I find really interesting, Lord Mayor, is when you and I were growing up in and around the area, Ermington and Dundas and so on, but you hear, you know, some 50 years later or 55 years later, respectfully to both of us, is to hear that the Lord Mayor is saying we're talking about $3 billion development in just one spot, you know, in the sense of, you know, around that area. It's just incredible and it's so exciting.
Well, it is. You know, the organisations which have joined us in this alliance are people like the Walker Corporation, National Australia Bank, the UWS, the Department of Planning, and of course Powerhouse Parramatta is obviously going to join us very soon, and as well as Sydney Water. So these are big, big organisations, and we want them on board with the council so we can work as one to make Parramatta Square what we believe is just going to be just an enormous, proud area for our city.
It's a fantastic development there. It reminds me now the interconnectivity, the plaza, and the buildings and the activity. It's like Town Hall or Wynyard in the city, and it's deserving of Parramatta as a CBD to have such a good investment, but also an alliance to actually make sure it's activated and those sorts of things. So what can we look for coming out of this alliance in the near future?
Well, it's more activation of the area and getting more, you know, obviously more restaurants, and obviously in future we're going to use Parramatta Square as an area for civic activities, general festival activities. So we obviously want the likes of the university, who are right on our doorstep, to be part of us, and all these other sort of organisations, so that, you know, we're going to make this this is like our Martin Place, but it's a better than Martin Place, because it's, you know, it's got all the buildings right around it. We've got everybody on top of us, and it's a proud day to when you see this. For those people who've never been to Parramatta Square, as you say, you get out the train, you've only got to turn right, and you're actually in the square. It's not like Town Hall, you've got to come up the stairs and all that sort of stuff. You just turn right when you come off the train, and and there's this great square in front of them.
So City has it better than Sydney. Parramatta has it first, and that's really good. Just a side note, if I can, and hopefully you might be able to comment on this, with 5 Parramatta Square, which is the new council building, you mentioned the civic building, I understand we're going through a bit of consultation on what that will be named in the future. Is that correct?
Yeah, council resolved at the last council meeting to put out to public consultation some ideas about what that building might be named. There's obviously been suggested that, you know, the likes of Civic Centre or the Civic are the more common ones, which, you know, is likely to be attractive. But obviously, we want to go out to the rest of our residents, like we always do, in consulting with our people and see what their thoughts are. Maybe they'll come up with a better one that we can do it. But we want something that is recognisable. Everybody knows where it is, and we want to be proud of the building because it's a $140 million construction. It's got the library in there. It's got all space for putting up your art and other events and whatever. So it's not only that, we've got the council chamber in there and whatever. So it's a building that we're going to be very, very proud of. So we want to make sure it's well named.
Lord Mayor, as you know, you and I and Darren have had many conversations about the importance of education and tertiary studies and development. I'm really delighted to hear a partnership has taken place with Macquarie University. Can you tell our listeners about that? Because the project there is absolutely exciting.
Yeah, we went out to have a look at Sydney and Macquarie University about 3 weeks ago with one of the Channel 7 or Channel 9 to have a look at what Macquarie University is doing out there. But what they're bringing, obviously, is a fantastic area to display Parramatta's heritage, which we've contributed to the world and to Australia, of course. As you know, we're the second settlement of Sydney, so Parramatta's a very important area from a heritage point of view. So our Parramatta Heritage and Visitor Information Centre is partnered with Macquarie Uni to digitise the local heritage items using 3D imaging technology. So archaeology students at the university will digitise 30 artefacts from Council's cultural collection, and they've already digitised half of them so far, so it's really fantastic progress. The images will be available online, so viewers now able to change the artefact colours and scale and see it from a different perspective. So the items in the collection include, for example, a rusted axe found at the site of 2 convict huts dating back to 1790, a metal door from a local department store that traded from 1876 to 1978, a publican's gill measure recovered from a local hotel that traded from 1810 to 1880, and a brick first laid in Parramatta somewhere around 1810. So as you can see, it's just fantastic that we're going to be able to digitise these things, things that, we've been probably putting on shelves and whatever. Now you can see them in this fantastic new technology. So it was certainly fantastic to go out there and have a look at it and how much progress has been made so far.
Lord Mayor, it's really good to know that we're digitising the council's and the area's history in that way. I've got myself online this morning preparing for the show and had a look at, I think it was a cup, and it was just, the detail was just really, really good. And it wasn't slow at all on the computer, so they're doing very, very well there. You're on a live
now. It's fantastic work by the university.
Indeed. Sorry there, Lord Mayor. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight. It's 18 minutes to 12. We're going to go for a quick break and be back with more exciting information from the City of Parramatta.
Alive 90.5.
It's 30 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We're delighted to have on the line our Lord Mayor of Parramatta, Councillor Bob Dwyer, and the things that are happening in and around Parramatta. Thank you for your leadership and your councillors for the great work and the vision that they have of those before and those now, and hopefully those going forward will do to make Parramatta the world in which we want it to be. Lord Mayor, you've got a very big event coming up called the Warami Festival. Wednesday, Sorry Day, was really the genesis oh, now what's happening with this wonderful festival. Can you tell our listeners about that during Reconciliation Week?
Yeah, Jim, look, as you know, Parramatta is the second settlement of Sydney, and obviously our Indigenous community is extremely important to that history as much as anybody. So, as I said last week, we launched the City of Parramatta's third annual Warami Festival, which, as you know, celebrates the, and commemorates the rich First Nations culture throughout Parramatta. Parramatta's named after the traditional owners, the Burramatical clan of the Darug people, and Warami is a Darug word which means hello or good to see you. So when we started the program last week, we obviously had the usual annual National Sorry Day, which was a gathering this year at the Parramatta Female Factory to honour the legacy of the generations that have passed. So obviously, after last year, we couldn't run the Warami Festival because of COVID, and we had to run it online. But this year, it's fantastic. We can now come back together in person, you know, and we can learn about the and experience the art, the music, and the culture of our local First Nations people.
It truly is very respectful. And very, it's not negotiable, isn't it, Lord Mayor? I mean, I know how strong you feel about ensuring that there is the acknowledgement to First Nation people, and I want to commend you. I know Darren feels the same. We talk about these things all the time. We want to commend you in your leadership, your strong leadership in relation to these areas. There's also been, over the next 6 weeks, an incredible showcasing, if you like, of a very tragic part of the journey of the history of the Stolen Generation, and I know that there's been considerable emphasis placed upon that by certain leaders to ensure that the story continues to be told and told even as raw as it is.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's all part of our long history and a beautiful history of Parramatta, as you know, being the first settlement. Without Parramatta, maybe our nation may not have been able to go forward. So, you know, tomorrow, look, as part of our Reconciliation Week, we're bringing together a group of First Nation experts and community leaders at Riverside Theatre, which include award-winning writer Bruce Pascoe. We've also got an astronomer called Carly Noon and Australia's first Indigenous youth-led climate network called SEED. And they're going to discuss this year's theme called More Than a Word, Reconciliation Takes Action. So this is all, you know, part of that National Sorry Day situation, and it's just continuing on as we celebrate this this Warami Festival, which has proven to be very popular and in the last couple of years quite successful. But on July 11, the festival will finish off with our popular Parramatta NAIDOC Day, and that's a free all-day festival in Parramatta Park. So two of our the strongest First Nations hip-hop artists in the country, people called Barker and JK47, they're going to headline some live music and entertainment. There'll also be workshops, Jim, just for you, mate, for all ages, markets. they're going to have a community barbecue, and they're also going to have a corroboree ground. So it sounds just like someone that you'd be able to fit into, Jim.
Well, Lord Mayor, thank you for that kindness and that invitation, and I might just be there. I want to seriously congratulate you and the councillors and people in positions where they can stand beside people and so they can tell their story. It really means a lot to us, to Darren and I, and we're very grateful that you've taken the leadership there. And when we talk about leadership, and we've only got a couple of more minutes left, Lord Mayor, it's been a big challenge with regards to what's happening in Eat Street and, you know, the things at the current moment. 90.5 FM through you and Spotlight, we're going to do something hopefully that we'll be able to help them tell their story about how we might be able to help them, and hopefully the light rail will be finished shortly and we can get right back into to business in that area. So we're looking forward to that on the 30th of June. Darren and I are going to, you know, go and just talk to some people who've done it pretty tough through COVID and so on. And I know the council and that have done a great job and the state government, but we've still got more to do.
Yes, so Lord Mayor, I invite you to come and join us and walk around Parramatta on our spotlight tour of Parramatta and to actually highlight everything. Will you join us?
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'll certainly join you both, you guys, because I know you know a lot about Parramatta yourself, but it'd be good for me to just to point out some of the people who have really struggled during this time and have they're so resilient down there. They're actually, you know, still bright and bubbly and trying to make a dollar down there and keep employment going. And hopefully by the end of August, we'll have the light rail construction out of that Beach Street area. So it's going to be blue skies ahead, we're hoping, anyway.
Lord Mayor, we've nearly come to an end. I can't believe it's about 8 minutes to 12 or, you know, thereabouts. We also get so enthused by what you and the councillors and the team, the people beforehand and what you currently are doing. It really is a tribute to all of those who really want to make a difference. Lord Mayor, I'm going to say personally and on behalf of Darren, want to thank you for the invitation for Friday, this Friday, with regards to a very important conversation that needs to be had. And you're facilitating that, and I'm very grateful, and Darren is also, with regards to palliative care. Westmead, unfortunately, only has a very small number of beds, I think only 4 or 6, and the number's not that important. It's a very small number, and it's a very complex issue. But as the populations grow and the needs for people in palliative care continue to grow nearly exponential, we want to thank you for at least putting on the table the conversation so that we can make sure that that part of a person's life is the best possible outcome in the sense of what's happening. And not only for that particular person, but the families who are involved in that situation. It's a very, very difficult process and time, and I want to thank you for bringing people together through Dr. Philip Lee, and our chair is actually going to be Darren Capes Davis, which is going to be fantastic. To tell the story and see how we can mobilise resources for the people in and around Western Sydney, in particular Parramatta and Westmead.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. And I obviously look forward to seeing you on Friday, have this roundtable conference. Our city is so, it's growing exponentially, and, the things that end-of-life areas like that are so important to everybody, and we really need to have a palliative care a major palliative care unit down there at Westmead. So whatever we can do to work out some ways to going forward, that's what we're going to try and do on Friday.
Thank you so much again. We're absolutely delighted to have you on the line. Great effort, great work, and have a wonderful afternoon swearing in, if that's what you say, a ceremony of another 300 people to become Australian citizens. Thanks for being us on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks, Darren, and I look forward to see you when you're walking around Parramatta.
Thank you very much, and have a great morning.
All the best. Okay, bye-bye.
It's 4 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 Spotlight, and we just have to call the quiz before we go because we're just out of time. So it was what freezes after it is overheated. Jim, any idea that you may have what freezes after it's overheated? I know you say technology all the time. That's a hint.
Technology, what freezes technology? Well, I can only think of a computer.
That's it. See you next week.
Oh, I got it. 90.5.